Mr. Gilmore, Reel 5, we were talking about your time when you were been sent back to the depot, and you don't seem to have had many duties. Is this when you went on some more courses and things as well? Or were they just keeping you busy, or what was happening?
I didn't do anything at the depot, because the chief instructor said there was no opening because he had his own local corporals who were doing instructing, and he didn't want to lose them because he knew we were only posted there and didn't know how long we might be there. Yes, 1944-45, I was attending the medical officer's unit for some lamp treatment for both shoulders, because obviously I was having problems with my shoulders.
In what way? What type of problem?
This was a rheumatic problem.
And is that to do with your wound?
No. I've never had any problem with the wound after the initial operation.
So what was the cause of these rheumatic problems, did they reckon? Or
exposure to, shall we say, first of all, the damp conditions. Well, in the coming off the beaches at Dunkirk, I got soaked there, and normal conditions of working in the inclement weather, where you could get soaked quite easily on night duty and doing unmounted drills and up in the roads with the carriers. And there was one exercise we did on where actually the divisional commander issued orders that there was to be a run issue.
So that caused the rheumatic problems. And you were downgraded to B1, were you?
I was downgraded from Catholic. I went down to the military hospital there. I'd been attending the local hospital, the local doctor, and the RAMC doctor, Kenneth RAMC, it changed. And when I went to see this new RAMC man, he examined the shoulders, got me to strip and do exercises and put his hands on my shoulders, and he said, "This is ridiculous." He said, it's like feeling a mincing machine. I can feel the roughness." And he sent me down to the medical centre at Catherick, and that was when I was then admitted to B1.
Now, what did that mean? What happened then? Did you stay at Catherick?
Oh, I stayed at Catherick, oh yes. Because that was in 45.
And what happened next then? You just carried on with the minimal duties.
I think I just carried on.
Were you disappointed that you had so little to do in the last 2 years?
Well, I did do a course on
You mentioned it earlier. The thing about these courses, well, you weren't using any of it, were you?
The last one that I did was a clerical course. I did a clerical course, and that was when we finished up at Heathrow and flew to Oslo. And from Oslo, we went by train through Kristiansand to Stockholm. And then we got it's typical hospitality in Sweden. You must go and have a bath. So we went to swimming pools. Then we had a staff-up lunch, and it was a staff-up lunch.
And this was as a clerk with who in Sweden? I mean, that was after the end of the war, was it?
Yes. Well, we went to Stockholm and then up to Narvik. And from Narvik, we went to Tromsø. And there we took over as crew, military crew, on the MV Brabant.
What's that?
which was a Fred Olsen ship, and we repatriated Russian prisoners of war around the North Gate to Murmansk.
What exactly were your duties?
I was now we had a I was involved with the stores, put it that way.
On clerical duties.
I suppose you could call it clerical duties. It was there. I assisted a quartermaster who had spent the war in Iceland and who had had a set of troop of privates to do the work while he did nothing, and he was still of the same mind, and I got sort of assisted in keeping the stools correct.
And when were you demobilised?
I finished my demobilisation finished in January 46, but I came out of the army in, I think it was towards the 20th of something of December.
So you came back from Sweden for your demob?
I came back from Sweden, yes. It was amusing because we were supposed to act as a crew on a liner, which was, what, it's about 18,000 tons, I think. It was a big ship, and we were supposed to work between Oslo and Leith. And we did the first run. Now, on the full deck of this boat, or ship, we had Sawyer stoves. And we ran into bad weather after we left the Norwegian fields. And there was a strong northeasterly wind. The result was, every time the bow of the ship dipped, the waves came across the foredeck, and they couldn't keep the fires in the Sawyer stoves, so nobody could get any hot meals. And the result was all the muck was washed down into the bowels of the ship, where it eventually blocked up the drainage system. So when we got to Leith, it was put into dry dock to get sorted, and we were sent back to Gatwick.
And that's where you demobbed?
And that was where, no, strangely enough, I was sent up to Edinburgh to be demobbed in Redford Barracks.
And after the war, how did you settle down to post-war life?
I suppose you could say quite easily. Yes. I went back to my usual style. I couldn't go back playing rugby, because I'd been warned by the medical officer that the shoulder could be damaged.
And what about your job? Did you go to work for your father's newsagent? Or?
I worked in the shop, yes. And then he died in 47. And my mother sold the shop. And I joined, I finished up joining Air Employ as a rep. And I covered between Berwick and Lerwick. To the Kippert, and I never went north of Inverness. And then from being an outside rep, they had problems in the office with the estimating, and the lad who was in charge of it left, and his assistant, who was paraplegic, he had been in a service, I forget which section of the army, in Cyprus when the vehicle was Dublin and a coroner, and we finished up with a high fracture of the spine. And he was my assistant there. I finished up taking over as the estimator there. And I served there until the factory actually closed. It didn't close. It moved from packaging to industrial clothing, and there was no need for an estimator. So I then joined a private company in Edinburgh as the estimator, assistant factory manager, and goodness only knows what, a private company. We started off, there was just Robin, Alison, which is his wife, and myself. And then eventually we got up to 10 or 15, 20 people doing packaging.
So no trouble after the war. Okay, well, thank you very much.